been given by Drumherd's turn for his father's year site. Tonight are the learners monk this year at 8:15, followed by Marv at 9:00.
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, we wish Chaim Aruchim to Meir Levine, to Arthur and Ruth Quinn, and to Herman Hertzberg as well, for the neshamot of Nomi, Bat Zev Shmuel Chaim Ben Yitzchak and Aryeh Leib Ben Shalom, neshamot shel Havaliyot.
Amen.
So the last couple of days, we said 2 days ago that the first halacha of this section, Siman Dalet, is that one should accustom oneself to relieving oneself in the evening and in the morning. And if that seems like an impossibility, one should walk around and sit and stand and sit and stand and focus one attention, do everything they can to ensure that that happens. However, the end of Halacha Aleph says, Hamasha nekavav, but someone who resists the urge to go to the bathroom, over mishum bal tashaksu, transgresses a prohibition of bal tashaksu, which loosely translates as one shall not make oneself despicable or disgusting or revolting. It seems, I remember being told this a lot in high school, you need the bathroom, you've got to go. And this is obviously a difficult thing to do in the middle of shul, the middle of davening, whatever the case is. And the notes do point out, this doesn't mean, you know, you run and you drop everything, but you should make an effort not to force the body into a position that's uncomfortable. And again, while this seems very limited in its application, or at least very base and biological, if we try to expand what we're talking about here, the last 2 days we've been speaking about the need to compel the material world to yield to our will. We have a mission to make the world, again, conform to our wishes, but it seems that to resist the unresistible is not just futile, but also forbidden. And in some ways undignified, because writ large there are natural realities that we cannot resist, that we cannot change, and to try to change things in the world, to try to upheave things that we can't, can be undignified. And it shows a resistance to providence in some ways that is unbecoming and forbidden. And perhaps it's odd to finish halachot about the bathroom with the serenity prayer, but it's quite possible that the last few halachot have essentially been making that case, that we hope to have the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change and the courage to change the things that we can and the wisdom to know the difference. When we do finish the bathroom, we actually say Ashe Yatzah, not the serenity prayer, but either way, we'll get to that in the coming days.